On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
And welcome to opening night of college basketball. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Brian Butch is the happiest guy in the state of Wisconsin. Happy holidays. Finally here, brother. Opening night. College basketball has arrived.
It's better than Christmas. It's better than Christmas. This is what everybody has wanted. Well, at least everybody like myself has wanted. Basketball junkies. Great time of the year. I'm excited to see what this Badger team has. A tough test tonight against Arkansas State, a team that wants to get up and down and run, so they're going to have to defend. Again, this is my happy place and everything looking forward to with it.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun with this team this season. It's really challenging itself out of conference. Everybody knows about Friday night with Tennessee, but as you mentioned, tonight it's going to be interesting. New staff, new style. And their exhibition game showed us that they seem to be adapting to this style pretty good early on.
They're going to get out. They're going to shoot threes. They're going to score layups. Now, what does Wisconsin have to do? They've got to guard transition, get out early, take care of the little things. But there's really not that much film. And that's the tricky thing when you have a new coaching staff come in with a bunch of new players. There's not that much film out there, so you've got to rely on your principles. You got to understand what you put in place, follow the rules that you have, and then trust in those. And that's easier said than done, especially against a team like Arkansas State that might challenge the way you handle things a little bit here.
About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Badgers freshman Nolan Winter. And yes, this will be a Craig Council-free one-hour pregame show. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
pregame show gets going as we visit with Jesse Temple. First, happy opening night, college basketball season. I know you're in the midst of covering football, but you're a basketball guy at heart, aren't you?
Glad to be here. It's been a long time coming. Let's get this thing tipped off.
No doubt. Exhibition game. Different programs get maybe different things out of it. I think the one thing, it was just fun to see a bunch of different lineup combos and a lot of players who legitimately are in contention for minutes this season. And it seemed like you see some improvement if it's a Marcus Silver and other guys who maybe haven't played a ton, but it just seems like Greg's got some options that last year he did not have.
That's what I was going to say. It's got to be exciting for Greg Gard. He didn't play anybody more than 21 minutes in that game, and you had a chance to see a lot of players who could take a big leap this season. You mentioned Marcus Silver. Obviously, they've got a couple freshmen, John Blackwell, Nolan Winter, and AJ Storr, who looks like he's going to be a standout player. So a lot of things to be encouraged about in that exhibition win.
Yeah, Storr is one of those guys who can electrify a crowd. And Blackwell, you've covered this program long enough. If you come in as a freshman and you dig playing defense, and I think John Blackwell really does, you will earn yourself some time. A guy who's, you know, as a freshman, might be a little bit ahead of the curve on that end of the floor.
He comes in and gets 6 rebounds and only plays 19 minutes. Those are the kinds of headsy things that you want to see out of your young players. So every once in a while you get a player like this, Brad Davison, who could do a lot of different things, but you can just tell when you watch them, they got more pieces put together early and it gives you a chance.
This is a non-conference schedule. I don't know how much we touched on this before the exhibition game, but it's opening night. Even if we did, it's worth bringing up again. You got an Arkansas State team. I think it'd be pretty interesting. They shoot a lot of threes, new coach, a Nate Oates disciple. They like to get up and down the floor, but you look Friday night, you got Tennessee. Next week, you got Providence, and so on and so forth. Virginia, possibly West Virginia, Marquette, Arizona. This team will be about as tested maybe as any Wisconsin team in recent memory come conference time, right?
If you are a Badgers fan and you looked at that schedule, you had to be tremendously excited, not only for the opportunity to see some of these games in person at the Kohl Center, like the Tennessee game you mentioned on Friday, but just to see these marquee matchups. And we're going to have a really good sense when Big Ten play starts about where this Wisconsin team stacks up, which is a great thing.
Do you see, as we sit here on opening night projecting to March, could this be a year where the Big Ten, we know it has not fared well as a conference in this tournament the last few years. This is strictly in the realm of best guess, but could this be one of those years with the Purdue, with the Michigan State, a Maryland team I think that could be really good, a Wisconsin team that I think could be really good, where this league, I'm not going to say maybe have one which is the last one standing, great if that's the case, but could this be a year where they maybe turn around their fortunes in March?
I'm always willing to say yes. You know, we can make all the projections and prognostications we can in November, and it can all fizzle away in one weekend. But you talked about some of those teams. Purdue and Michigan State come into the season as top 5 programs. Wisconsin, which I think has a really good opportunity to do some damage in this league, is projected to be 5th. So absolutely, I think they're going to get a bunch of teams in the big, you know, the big dance, and then you see what happens from there.
I do think the biggest, we close this, Jesse, one of the biggest attractions, at least for me as a college basketball fan, what's the biggest complaint about college football? When's Georgia playing Alabama or Ohio State or whatever for the national championship? And obviously TCU got in there last year. We saw Cincinnati get into the playoffs here under Luke Fickle. But with college basketball, last year's Final Four, UConn ends up cutting down the nets, which that program has done fairly often here over time. But you get an FAU, you get San Diego State, you get a Miami. You get these other teams that are not the traditional blue bloods, and that I would think is part of why we love college basketball.
That's what makes the NCAA tournament the greatest tournament in the world. Right now we have a 4-team playoff in college football. It's expanding to 12, and you may see a team or two that you wouldn't normally see. But in college basketball, you can have a year like George Mason going all the way to the Final Four several years ago. It's certainly great for the school, which gets a lot of applicants for enrollment. It's great for the conference, and it's great for all of us as media members and fans to see stories and players that we haven't otherwise seen. But maybe this year it'll be some of the big dogs and we'll see more Big Ten teams in there.
There you go. Hopefully some good stories to tell for the Wisconsin Badgers as we move forward. That's Jesse Temple. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight presented by Pottawatomie Hotel as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight, presented by Pottawatomie Hotel. And this evening, we hear from Nolan Winter, the freshman out of Lakeville North High School. You go across the border, and that connection continues to be very strong between Lakeville North and the Wisconsin Badgers. You've had Nate Reavers, you've had Tyler Wall, of course, and now you have Nolan Winter. And I asked Nolan, what is it about that program that makes it so good?
Just the program as a whole. I think it's a lot like Wisconsin. Winning tradition, culture, everything about it. So honestly, it was an easy transition for all of us to get over here. And it's a great choice. I've been loving it here so far. So couldn't ask for anything more.
So how much did you watch of Tyler and of Nate Reavers, things that you picked up about how they went about their business?
Yeah, growing up, I kind of idolized like Nathan Reavers and them going to the games. Tyler, I was a little older, so I wouldn't say I idolized too. Him, but
No,
Tyler's great. Obviously watched him a lot, made his state run. It's just been great to watch him, and now being able to compete with Tyler, didn't get to do that in high school, so just kind of learning from him. It's been great, and it's just awesome.
I always ask freshmen when they come in, or any newcomer, if it's a transfer like AJ Max a year ago, the adjustments from one school to another, and most of through the years have said defensively.
Yeah.
The rules and what's right. expected. You're nodding your head, yeah. So you're going through that yourself right now.
Yeah, I'm learning a ton every day. Wisconsin, obviously, kind of heart and souls in the defensive end, so learning all the little maneuvers and where you need to be, it's been a little stepping stone for me, but it's been good for me. Learned a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
We've nobody who's watched you the red white scrimmage or whatever. Nobody can't miss your shooting touch. It's a good shooting touch. Take us through that as you have developed that part of your game here.
Yeah, ever since I was like young, I really wasn't the tallest person. Obviously now I'm up to 7 foot, but growing up I was kind of a point guard, so I think that really did help me with my shooting touch and my ball handling. I ran point guard a lot through even high school to like junior year. So getting kind of having that shooting touch with me in the form, just all the little techniques, it's really helped me to kind of carry on. Now I'm 7 foot and big now. Being able to have some guard-like skills has been really good for me, so I'm glad that I wasn't always the tallest, I guess.
Absolutely. No, it works. So Brian Butch does a lot of the games with this play, or will be doing a lot of games with this. He played here. He's a big. Mm-hmm. And I ask, he has his welcome to the Big Ten moment, which usually in practice, you'll have those in games. And there was a veteran guy who would kind of knock him around a little bit. You've had yours, I assume, welcome to college moment?
No, for sure. I mean, Stephen Crowell, being able to battle with him every day in the paint, you know, some days I go home questioning if I still want to play basketball. I'm just playing. But, no, Stephen, obviously, he's been a great person for me to have around. And, we go at it day to day, me, him, Tyler, all in the post. And, obviously, they get the best of me some days. I mean, I can hold my ground, though, but they're just veterans. I mean, year five for Tyler and Stephen's year four. So just being able to battle with them, it's been good for me.
We mentioned the Lakeville North, and there's that school specifically, but a lot of Minnesota guys obviously have come down here through the years. Your dad played for the Gophers. Your mom was a volleyball player. We know there is that Lakeville North connection, but were people, did you get a lot of grief from the Gopher folks, or not the program people, but the fans in general when they knew you were coming down here?
Yeah, I didn't look too much into the social media aspect of it. Obviously, I knew I was going to get a lot of hate from the Minnesota fans and the kind of telling me how I betrayed my family and all that. But I mean, I knew my parents really were fully on my side with my decision. And as long as they were, I was going to be happy. And I really didn't care about the outside noise. So I was going to just keep my head down. And I knew my parents were going to be right there with me. So, I mean, yeah, we got through it together. I kind of tuned them out. But I know some people aren't too happy, but it's whatever.
Having parents who were athletes, though, I mean, I've talked with football guys, too. There are just conversations you can have. I mean, you always want to be able to have that option. But they know what you're going through, right? They, social media maybe wasn't around then. But they have an idea, so I would imagine that's pretty priceless for you.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I mean, growing up, getting recruited with them, just kind of asking them questions, just having them by my side, telling me what to do, what not to do. It's been a real blessing just to have them kind of walk the same paths that I have, especially my dad with the basketball and everything. Just telling me every day little tips and just things in life. I mean, not even on the court, just life away from basketball, social media, just kind of being smart. It's been huge for me, and I couldn't be more thankful.
Of course, Nolan's father, Trevor, was part of the Minnesota Final Four team in 1997. His mom, Heidi, as I mentioned, a volleyball player at that school, but Nolan carving his own niche as a Wisconsin Badger. That is tonight's Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us. at PeaceCorps.gov.
The Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for the Badger Notebook as we welcome Patrick Herb courtside. And, you know, the question du jour, and Butchie and I have talked about it, I think all three of us have, so let's do it on the air. Can this team just find a few more points? I mean, they've had razor's edge games, so many of them, the last 2 years. A few more points, man. Particularly, you look back at last season, it changes the narrative. It could change the narrative of the season.
Exactly. And it's a hard way to live, you know, playing like they did the last 2 years, where so many close games. And I think this coaching staff kind of took that to heart in the offseason and said, we got to find more ways to generate points. Now, in a press conference recently, Greg Gard offered, you have to make sure that if you're going to try and add five, you don't do it at the expense of giving up five more. Like, that's really important for this program. So that can't be understated. But, yeah, let's examine it a little bit. So last year, I think we talked about it ad nauseum, that Wisconsin had 21 games decided by 5 points or less. They won a staggering 13 of them. Like, that's a lot. But 10 of the 15 losses were by five or less or overtime. So Wisconsin averaged about 65 points per game. That's the lowest this program has had in 10 years. Back to the 2012-13 season, that team lost to Ole Miss in the first round of the NCAA tournament, offensively challenged. The year before that, they only averaged 64 points, but that team won 26 games in advance to the Sweet 16. The difference between those two teams is they both had elite defenses. In 2013, they gave up 56 points a game. The year before that, just 53 points per game, where last year's team gave up 63.6. That's not a terrible number, but again, when you're living so dangerously on the offensive end, it makes for difficult games. So looking at KenPom analytics, which I like to do a lot, you've revealed similar results. The Badgers were 140th in offensive efficiency last year at 106.9 on a 100-possession scale. So, again, they would average about 107 points if they played 100 possessions in a game. What's interesting is that 106.9 really isn't that far off. For reference, 2 years ago when the team won the Big Ten Championship, they were at 109.3. So 3 points over 100 possessions, that's a pretty small margin. So we're not talking about this team needs to reinvent themselves offensively. Guard's high watermark, by the way, is 115 in that efficiency rating. That was in that 2017 team that went to the Sweet 16 and got its heart ripped out by Florida in the Sweet 16. But the gold standard, just for reference too, is still that 2015 team that set the highest mark in the KenPom era for offensive efficiency at 129, just an absurd number. But okay, if you believe in KenPom's predictive measures, you're going to like the outlook for this season, I think, a little bit. His formula has Wisconsin 20th in the NCAA overall, an efficiency margin, with a defense that's 13 and an offense that's 31. So mind you, they were 140 last year. If they can get up to 31, think of the difference that would make in some of those games. So to put it in perspective, if they score just 3 more points in their games last year, in each game, they would have won 6 more and sent 2 others to overtime. So I know it's ifs and buts, but a 17-13 regular season all of a sudden goes to 23-7. For comparison, Baylor got a 3 seed at 22-10.
There you go.
So I say that all to say that the margin isn't that far, but I think this coaching staff knows they need to improve in that aspect.
And they have. The biggest thing, how do you do it? Right? It's great to have it, but how do you do it? Depth. Well, they're much deeper now.
For sure.
And then you go get some athletes. Oh, yeah, by the way, AJ Storr.
He's pretty athletic.
He would fit underneath that category of being a great athlete.
Yeah, so I think you look at a couple of reasons. The exhibition game, take it for what it's worth. You're playing a WEAC team or WIAC, depending on where you're from. They had 22 fast break points in that game. Wisconsin did. That would have been the high water mark from last season by about a dozen. So, again, it's an exhibition game. But I think that we might see a little bit quicker tempo trying to capitalize on AJ's athleticism for nothing else. I also think he adds another three-point weapon where you're replacing maybe the minutes that he's taking over, and you're upgrading that three-point. He shot 40% last year. You add that into a Hepburn at 41, Klesman at 38, Asijan at 36, but spent a lot of the year higher than that. If Crow and Nolan Winter and John Blackwell can consistently make three-pointers, which I think it's in them, then that's another way that this team becomes more dangerous, by spreading the floor, again, for AJ to get downhill and do a lot of damage at the rim.
Yep, and by the way, about 30 seconds left, every time a big makes a three,
just looked across the floor, Patrick, because
you'll hear the big fella and the big fella with a three, absolutely.
Especially if it's off the glass, right?
No question.
Do you resent that a little bit when people talk about three-pointers off the glass, that it's always you that gets referenced when somebody banks in a three-pointer?
Absolutely not. It's still with it. You take it, and it doesn't matter how it happens.
You should own it.
I see a great social media segment with you and Chucky comparing big bank shots, babe. That'll be awesome. That's Patrick Hearn. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's Bumper to Bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opening night of the college basketball season. Season number 126 for the Wisconsin Badgers. And it tips off a bit more than a half an hour from now as Greg Gard's group takes on Arkansas State, the Red Wolves, under the direction of first-year head coach Brian Hodgson. He comes over after being an assistant under Nate Oates, first at Buffalo, and then followed Oates on to Alabama, where they have experienced some great success. And now Hodgson trying to turn things around with his Arkansas State program in the Sun Belt Conference. Should be a pretty good test for Wisconsin here on opening night. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 tonight, under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 45 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 35, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game show continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard here on opening night, which is a reason to celebrate in and of itself. And we got a Badger legend. I can say that with he absolutely. Kirk Penny, now part of the staff, a special assistant to the head coach, and someone who can bring a lot to the table. Right?
Yeah, I think, you know, this head coach probably needs a lot of help, Matt. But no, it was, you know, it's something that, you know, with these extra positions, we've looked at a lot of different options and a lot of different, you know, what's your real need, so to speak. And I think there was two areas we really zeroed in on, and one was how we can improve and enhance our NIL capabilities, and obviously I shifted some responsibilities on our staff this summer to help with that. And the second thing is always you're chasing the proverbial rabbit offensively and trying to move the needle offensively, and really in talking to Kirk over the summer and into the fall, just where he has been in terms of coaching and playing, and specifically bringing the international experience with how the game has transcended and changed. And usually it hits there first before it hits the state, so to speak. So just some things we talked about, and I think how he can help us specifically on the offensive end with tweaking some things and enhancing some things, and obviously somebody that has great pride in this place and relates with the players really well. You know, I think we couldn't ask for a better fit.
Yeah, you could just tell looking at him this afternoon, he's so happy here to be back. And I just remember him as a player, Greg, the way he evolved in his time here. He, you know, he came here as a guy who could come off screens, catch and shoot, and was really good at that. The player development for him and now being able to teach it, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I think the one thing we talked about was just how he had all the coaches he had worked under and played for, and how he had to keep morphing his game to meet what they wanted, and specifically who he played for overseas and a little bit in the NBA and who he's been around. I just, like I said, he's played and has seen what I want this to move towards, and what we've been doing for the last couple of years with opening the floor a little bit more. And the game is constantly changing, so you have to evolve and make sure specifically offensively we're pushing the needle here.
We talk about roster retention. How about staff retention? You've got Joe and Dean and Sharif back again. There's something to be said for that. They all love it here.
Yeah, they do, and I think they do a really good job. We're all on the same page, and that's a key for your staff to really be able to communicate. And I tell them all the time, don't be afraid to come to me with things, and I challenge them in our meetings to challenge me. And I think we have a great working relationship, and understand that obviously I have to make the final call on things, but at the same time I want them to have input because we're much better together than we are when we operate on individual islands.
All right, opening night, Arkansas State, the opponent. We'll talk about tonight's opponent here in game one as we continue with Coach Gard in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard, Arkansas State, new coach and new philosophy. It looks like they really want to ramp up the tempo, shoot a ton of threes. If the exhibition games tell you much, they're not shy about hoisting it up, and they can hit them at a pretty good rate of it. So.
Yeah, they definitely, we talked about in the previous segment about the offensive evolution, and that's one thing that we've watched with the little bit of film we have with their two exhibition games with Arkansas State, what that coaching staff has tried to do, and obviously a completely new mix of a roster from what they were a year ago, and that's the day and age we're in, that there's a quick turn on a roster. But yes, you're right, shooting a lot of threes, playing at a pretty good pace, you know, that'll be a challenge for us transitionally tonight defensively, making sure we're closing to shooters, making sure we're covering up driving lines, not having to rotate and send extra help to stop the ball more than, you know, necessary, because that's where they get their driving kick threes, and it's kind of the, you know, he came from Alabama, which plays like that in the SEC, so they're trying to establish that type of playing style with them at Arkansas State.
For your guys in the exhibition game, for playing everybody, and I don't think anybody more than 20 minutes, it still seemed like the chemistry was pretty good, right? I mean, you looked at a lot of different combinations, but it seemed like they played off each other pretty well.
Yeah, I thought we did. You know, I think the first half was, you know, evident of that, of 13 assists on 15 made baskets. And in the second half, I thought the first start was a little choppy, specifically defensively, but once we settled back in after the first couple of minutes, I thought we did some really good things. And, you know, now you learn from that, and but we know the level of competition is going to go up, so we're going to be much better tonight. But it's always good to get those behind you, and now you start for real.
Yep, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll have our Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pre-game show continues. Time now for a Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network. A couple games going on right now of interest. Oakland leads Ohio State 29-26. 4 minutes left in the first half. Rutgers up on Princeton 26-25. 2.5 minutes left till halftime. Purdue has a chance to be pretty good, leading Samford at the break 51-17. Is rejoined now by Brian Butch. Butchie, the other night you were talking about Maryland. I mean, this league, we talk about Michigan State and Purdue, at least on paper, being the cream of the crop in the conference. But you like Maryland, and you just look down that roster, and you can see why, with Jameer Young, Julian Reese. Kevin Willard had a pretty good first year there, didn't he?
Well, he did, and when you look at what Kevin Willard wants to do, he wants to have a dominant point guard. Well, he's got that in Jameer Young. And then you look at what they've done. They've added Jordan Geronimo from Indiana, right? Another guy that's an athlete, gets out, plays in transition, kind of the same way that they want to play. Dante Scott they still have. And then obviously Julian Reese, who I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Obviously he's got to stop fouling so much of the post as a big so he can play. But I think what he offers this team, again, a lot like this Wisconsin team, not a lot of people are talking about them, but I think they're going to have a big part in what happens in the Big Ten this year.
Julian Reese is really good. Angel Reese is pretty good.
Pretty good, too. Absolutely.
He's a pretty good player down the national champ LSU women's program. And they made a jump of 7 wins from the year before. Before Kevin Willard arrived, they were a 15-win team. They won 22 a season ago. Ohio State will be interesting. They had a very, very tough year. But to their credit, they really showed well in the Big Ten tournament, unfortunately for the Badgers. Part of that was at their expense. But they got to the semifinal round, Butchie, beating Iowa, beating Michigan State. Bruce Thornton really cranked it up late in the year, and they have made a couple of pretty significant transfer additions.
Well, and you look at who they've got in Jamison Battle from Minnesota and Evan Mahaffey from Penn State, and you look at what both those guys did, I think they're big parts of those teams. Now, all of a sudden, they're part of Ohio State. The question that becomes there, how does it mesh? And I think the biggest question is, what's the health of Zed Key?
Yeah,
can
sure.
he stay healthy in that position, right? You look at the transfers, there's always a reason somebody's transferring, right? But Zed Key has been there. He's been a vocal point for what that team's done. It's just he hasn't been able to stay healthy. If he's able to stay healthy, I think they're going to have a lot of success.
And to his credit, he tried, and at times it hurt to watch him because he was in such pain with the shoulder, and it was just a tough go for him. But, yeah, I agree. If you get a healthy Zed Key, that could change things around for Ohio State. As we go through this non-conference season, we'll pick off some other Big Ten teams here and there. We might even take a peek at some future Big Ten teams as well. USC has a chance to be pretty good in basketball. So we'll get into all that as we move forward here throughout the non-conference portion of the schedule. That is tonight's Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. Butchie will give you tonight's keys to the game. Opening night, the Badgers against Arkansas State. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Badger pregame show continues. Time for tonight's keys to the game. And for that, the floor is yours, Brian Butch.
Number one, transition defense. This is a team in Arkansas State that wants to get out. They want to score layups, and they want to be able to kick it out for wide open threes. So get back, build the wall, and then defend from there. Number two, dominate the paint. Now, there's different ways that Wisconsin can dominate the paint. They can throw it down low. They can get easy buckets in transition. They can attack the paint off of pick and roll. So there's a lot of ways of doing it. Make sure to dominate the paint. And then number three, take away the three-point line. Defend the three-point line. Don't let Arkansas State get in there, drive to the paint, have that defense suck in, and now all of a sudden you've got threes. You've got to make sure you defend that three-point line. Those are the three main keys for Wisconsin to get a win tonight.
Yeah, it is a totally different philosophy for Arkansas State last year. A year ago, the Red Wolves, their tempo, ranked 344th in the country. Brian Hodgins comes from Alabama. They were number four in that category a season ago. And in their exhibition win against Central Arkansas, the Red Wolves were 18 of 36 from the three-point line. They took 79 shots for the game. 36 were threes.
Well, and they had 23 assists on those 18, right? 23 assists, only 7 turnovers. A team that can play fast, get out early, but not turn the ball over is very hard to defend, and that's what this team has done so far in the exhibition games.
It makes this for a very interesting opening night matchup for the Wisconsin Badgers. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Going back to the news from last week, Gus Yeldon stepping away from the program for the time being to take care of some family business. The program looks forward to Gus's return to the Badgers in down the road here, but not with the program right now. Everybody else, the other 17, good to go and ready to go into action here when need be tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Arkansas State, they go with one big and four guards. The big is Isaiah Nelson, 6'10 sophomore out of Marietta, Georgia. Averaged 4.5 points, five rebounds a game a year ago. The rest of the five, Caleb Fields, 6 foot senior out of Lewisburg, Tennessee, 11.5 points, better than three rebounds, 4.5 assists per game. He has been a mainstay in this Arkansas State program. Freddie Hicks is a transfer from Tarleton State, 6'6". He is a junior. He scored 23 against Central Arkansas, going 4 of 8 from downtown. Darian Ford is a transfer from Arkansas, 6'3", sophomore. He had 18 points, hitting 4 of 5 from three against Central Arkansas. And Avery Feltz will round out the starting five, 6'2", redshirt junior, averaged 8 points a game, 2.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists a year ago. And he was not shy from long range, 5 of 9 from deep against Central Arkansas. For the Wisconsin Badgers, Greg Gard in his ninth year, eighth full year at the helm, a record of 164-93 as the Badgers head coach. In the front line for Wisconsin, made up of Tyler Wall, 6'9", grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota, better than 11 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists a year ago. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists per game. And a three-guard lineup for Wisconsin, A.J. Storr, 6'7", sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois, 9 points a game last season for St. John's, earning Big East all-freshman team status. He started the final 17 games for St. John's a year ago. Max Klesmet, 6'4 junior out of Neenah, 8.5 points per game last season. And Chucky Hepburn runs the show, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, 12 points, nearly 3 rebounds, and close to 3 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First ever meeting between these two programs. Arkansas State, based in Jonesboro, Arkansas, finished 13th in the 14-team Sun Belt Conference a year ago. But with a new coach, a new staff, a new philosophy, and 10 newcomers, there's reason to believe that Arkansas State can make a sizable jump in its conference this season. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats of Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mats of Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over 1/2 pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance.
no matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Bucket! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim, slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePain.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to opening night of college basketball as the Badgers take on Arkansas State, the Red Wolves out of the Sun Belt Conference. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Well, we talked this morning. Brian Butch had a big old smile on his face, kind of like Christmas morning. We both got here way too early today, big old smiles, because there's nothing like it, right? In the anticipation of a season, Butchie, and first the official welcome to you. We had the exhibition last Wednesday, but we're going to have a lot of fun together, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun watching this Wisconsin team grow this season.
I think that's what you said, right? Grow. We know there's 92% of the scoring back. We know there's a lot of familiar faces. But they've got to come together still. They've got to mesh. They've got to know what each other's strengths are. You add A.J. Storr as well, and now what does he do? That's the exciting part about being at the beginning. You know there's going to be a lot of changes. You know there's going to be a lot of atmosphere. How do they handle it? That's what I'm excited for, to see how this team comes together. The best teams that I played with, we were never the same at the beginning. You found that special moment where you came together, and then great things happen.
And as Greg mentioned before last Wednesday's exhibition against Stevens Point, he's not going to get all the answers that night or tonight. They're going to learn things in early January about this team, and that's to your point. And this schedule, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, and the water could get choppy, but it should make you better and make you a team to get back into the NCAA tournament. You know, these guys, it was a sore spot not to get there last year. They, to their credit, they made a good run of the NIT, but they're all about getting back to the big dance.
Well, and this is a group that can. I think that's the biggest thing. They're back. They want to get back. They want to play for each other. And, you know, it starts tonight. And tonight, when you look at what has to happen, they've got to follow the rules and principles. There's going to be a lot of crazy basketball going on. Arkansas State, they're going to want to get up and down. But you have to follow the rules that you put in place during the start of your training camp.
This is a program under the direction of Brian Hodgson. He comes over after being an assistant the last 4 years at Alabama under Nate Oates. That has been a very, very successful program, not just in the SEC.